Hey, happy day. So before I get into all this depressing political stuff, let's have a lighter moment. There was a farmer in Florida. He had apple trees, and years before planting the trees, he had created a pond so eventually he could go swimming when he got old and retired, and he was almost there now, and he thought today could be the day. So he was walking towards the pond on his way. He had a pail. He started picking apples. Soon, though, the pail was full of apples. But as he got closer to the pond, he could hear this noise, a sound of joyous activity. He looked over the bush and there was a bunch of women in there skinny dipping nude in his pond. So he thought, you know what, I got to make my presence known. So he broke into song. Pretty soon he started to whistle. The girls, of course, heard this. They saw a man and they went to the back of the pond and said, hey, don't you dare come closer to us. And wise men, he said, held up the apples and said, hey, I'm not here to disturb you. I'm just here to feed the alligator. You know what happened then, right? Okay, we have now bad things to talk about. Regular things in life. I mean, thieves, politicians, crooks. It's not just politicians. So many people, if you put them in a position of trust, they take advantage of that. Here's a guy in China. This is a communist place. You're kind of playing with your life when you get too creative and on the bad side, right? But he was a banker. And he He pled guilty to receiving more than $12 million in grafts and different things between 09 and 19. And more than 1 million officials now in China have been punished on this crackdown in corruption. I think they got a lot more to find yet. There's 1.5 billion people, isn't there? And they've only captured 1 million. There's going to be more. And then, of course, in Memphis, Tennessee, you have a Democrat. Democrats, by the way, do this almost everywhere. You don't have to just be a Democrat to be a crook, but if you want to be a good crook or maybe a bad crook, it helps to be a Democrat. In Tennessee, this is a senator charged with stealing more than $600,000 of federal funds that were received by a health care company. And she used the money for gambling and even for her own wedding and different things, you know. And then you in Canada, you have the prime mistake and there's billions of dollars missing there. And he says, I did absolutely nothing to influence that deal or this deal, and specifically the WE deal, which is some big charity thing. I mean, we all believe that for sure. You know what? You give him the keys, and guess what? He unlocks the safe. I mean, I had that happen here a couple of years ago with a girl, Roberta somebody, Gizzen. She worked for me, and she stole a whole bunch of dough from me because I gave her signing authority in one account. That's what they do, right? That was a sympathy hire, but it doesn't matter. I got most of it back, but not all of it. But every time someone steals, I find it so remarkable because, you know what? You'd make more money if you were honest. Instead, you go out now and you make a minimum wage somewhere, in her case. And in these cases, these guys are going to be in jail, make a license plate. Hopefully she will be too someday, but crime doesn't pay. Uh-oh, it does for a while. I get it, but not for very long. Socialism kind of goes with crime. They're a bunch of criminals too in their own way because they take your rights away. They steal your rights. That's not very nice. In any event, recently I saw a bus wrap. Big bus wrapped up and it had this verbiage on it. You need to be part of a union if you're overworked, underpaid, and bullied. Okay, really? Firstly, if you're bullied and if you're overworked, there's already laws in place. So why would you join a union and pay somebody else to look after you to make sure those laws are followed when you already have government officials doing that? Reminds me of years ago, I watched George W. Bush having a debate with, I think it was Reverend Jackson, and he said, you need to have a law. Bush at that time was the governor of Texas, and Jackson says, you must have a law that says it's against the law to murder a black man. And Bush said, we have a law now that says it's against the law to murder somebody. Do we have to be specific about color? And Jackson was adamant, yes, you do. And Bush said, well, then we'd have 1,000 laws. You can't shoot or kill a black person, a Chinese person. There's a long list here. Can't I just say you can't murder anybody? No, you can't. It's the same thing here. There's already laws in place. So to join a union, there's no advantage to that. And the kicker to that is when you give the union your money, they go out and they advertise for the socialist person running for political office, right? And firemen, for instance, most firefighters in Canada at least, and I think also in the United States, in fact, I know so, in the US, are Republicans or conservative in Canada, and their union takes the money and they advertise for the Socialist Party. And the firefighters don't like that, but there's nothing they can do about it, but it's their money. Don't join a union. Bad, bad. Massachusetts, the appeal court there recently did this. They said the term grandfathering. You know, we've all heard that. You're grandfathered. I mean, the new law doesn't apply to you. You're grandfathered. Okay, are you with me? In Massachusetts, the appeal court is saying we can't use that anymore. It's a racist term. It used to, pre-Civil War, prevent the black people from exercising their right to vote. I don't know where you'd ever get that from. I mean, I've never seen that. I've looked for it. I still can't find it. And one judge went on to say this: we decline to use that term because it has racist origins. Okay, let's drill down on that. So if you're going to say that you can't use a word now because it had a different meaning some other time, let's go over to the homosexual world. They use the word gay. Well, Roy Rogers, I think it was an Academy Award that he won in the movie The Gay Cowboy, and he wasn't, not in today's world at least. So they've taken that word gay, and now they're using it inappropriately. According to this judge, at least, or these judges, there were three of them on the appeal court, you can't change the use of a word, and if you do, you're a racist. So I demand that the word gay go back to being happy. Gay is happy. And the word is gone. Now they're fooling around with a rainbow. Not good. Hey, judges, do your job everywhere. I don't do it at all. One or the other. So, if a liberal thinks that crime goes away if police go away, also a liberal thinks that if all good guys give up their guns, the bad guys with guns will become good guys and their guns will go away. Making sense? Okay, then. Rioting. You know, the police are being attacked. Law enforcement is being defunded in many cities. They want to get rid of the police altogether in Minneapolis. Residents are now being told to be prepared. Get this. Are you ready? You should almost sit down for this statement. They are being told, surrender your possessions to armed criminals if your homes are attacked and burglared. Neat word, burglared. I thought they just said social workers, but they're saying, give it up quickly. Don't fight back. Okay. Oh, by the way, all you liberal goofs, in July of 2020, 1.8 million guns were sold. 1.8 million. Add that to the number of guns that are already out there. So the good guys, they're not listening to you. They're going to defend their property. No kidding. Boomity boom. Goodbye, bad guy. You broke into my house. What do you think? Oh, you think I'm going to have a social worker come over and have a visit with you? Not so fast and not so much. Okay, now, in Ottawa, Canada, you've got this mass gun confiscation, give me your guns, good guys policy thing going on. So the governments of Alberta and Saskatchewan gave their respective pushback, okay? And it's interesting to note how it rolls out. The guy in Alberta, he's always saying, let's have a meeting to decide when the next meeting is. And he said that. He says, we are going to explore the business of having a firearm advisory committee, that's two explorers, to in turn explore having our own provincial chief firearm officer, right? That's what they said. Then you jump over to Saskatchewan, so they're still busy talking about it. Saskatchewan, they didn't talk. They said, well, they kind of did, they said, we're going to do this. They didn't say we're thinking about it. They said we're going to. And just recently, they actually appointed their own. And he's a real guy. He's a friend of mine. Robert, congratulations. He's now Saskatchewan's chief firearm officer. And he's a real guy. I mean, he's not your normal bureaucrat, communist, RCMP appointee or whatever they are. This guy cares about his nation, he cares about his province, and he cares about the rights of the humanoids. And Alberta, they're still having meetings to decide where the next meeting is. You know, sales are, what is that? How's that go? Oh, I got it. Meetings are up, sales are down. See ya.